This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 11th. God's word for you today is Him, not I. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 50, verse 19 to 20. And it says, But Joseph replied, Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. As you begin to shine, the first thing you must remember is that it is not about you. And the second thing is no more obscurity. You are coming out of obscurity. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, Arise, shine, for your light has broken through. The Eternal One's brilliance has dawned upon you. So never, ever, ever dull your shine for someone else. I heard someone say that when you are shining, some very crazy people will try to blow you out. Do you know what is at the core, the nucleus of the star that it uses to shine? The element is called hydrogen, and it is the major element in combustion. The same person said, when you are shining, those people, the haters, are trying to just blow out your light. Just collect your hydrogen and use it to shine even brighter. As you begin to shine, the third thing is to expect to do amazing things without difficulty. People will ask, how are you able to do these great things without difficulty? How? And your response to them will be, that's how stars do. Psalm 44 verse 3 says, They did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you loved them. So, because of God's blinding light, because of His right hand, because of His strong arm, and because of His countenance, you are going to do amazing things without difficulty. The truth is, it is going to cost a lot of tears, but that is okay. Where everyone else is sweating, you show up and do things with ease. And they are like, how is she doing it? Then you will say, that's how stars do. When they probe further, how do stars do? You will say, like I do. How do I do? I pray to Jesus, I dwell in God's presence, and I have the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is not about arrogance, it is about His glory. Arrogance just makes you a target, but glory makes you a magnet. Arrogance makes you a target. It keeps a red dot on your head, and people just want to shoot you down. That is what happened to Joseph. The first part of his life was about arrogance, and it made him a target. So much so that his brothers wanted to kill him, until Joseph realized that it was not about him, it was about God. He realized that it was not about his story, it was about God's glory. When Joseph came to this realization, he became a magnet and fed the known world at the time. Even his own brothers came to bow to him because it was not about arrogance anymore. It was about glory. Arrogance only makes you a target. Glory makes you a magnet. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the grace to do amazing things without difficulty. I declare that my life and its fruits are for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.